Hey, good morning, Sower Nation. It is Sunday, April the 5th, in the year of our Lord, 2026. It is Easter Sunday. He is risen. And you say, indeed, he is risen indeed. Well, I'm John David Walt, and this is your wake-up call. And today, we're going to do something even yet different than we've been doing on the past Sundays of Lent. This is not a Sunday of Lent where we're just going to read the text to you. I've got a full-fledged, albeit short, entry for you on this Easter Sunday morning. Before we get any further, I want to remember and take a point of personal privilege here and wish my youngest daughter, Lily, happy birthday. Lily was almost born on 4-4 of 04, April the 4th, 2004, and she held on for April the 5th. And so she's my little Easter Lily. I try to send her an Easter Lily every Easter. Yes, it is going to be a great day. We've already had a sunrise service here in Gillette, and we're getting ready for our morning gathering for Easter and a fellowship potluck luncheon to follow. So that's how we can eat together in Gillette. We have no restaurants really close by. We just all bring a covered dish like in the old days. Sometime you're going to have to join us for one of those. But let's without further ado, do what we do, which is consecration, which is wake up, sleeper, rise from the dead, and Christ will shine on you. Jesus, I belong to you. I lift up my heart to you. I set my mind on you. I fix my eyes on you. I offer my body to you as a living sacrifice. Jesus, we belong to you. And we're praying in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Some of you, if you're watching on YouTube, you're seeing my beautiful Easter shirt. I know you love it. I love it too. And I'll probably be wearing it every Sunday for a while. It's beautiful, bright colors. You're noticing maybe behind me we have the seed rack, and it's empty. It was full of all sorts of vegetables and flower seeds just a little over a week ago, and it's already empty. Well, guess what? We're in sowing season, and we've already sown them. So we're going to get some more. We have an unlimited supply of seed in this kingdom, and all we got to do is sow it. That's what we're doing here this morning. We're meeting with Jesus in the Word of God to sow for a great awakening. Now, today's entry is entitled One Last Question, right? Jesus asking one last question. And our text today is Matthew chapter 16, verse 15. You'll see we're back to the question of all questions with this one. Hear now the word of the Lord. But what about you? He asked. Who do you say I am? The word of the Lord. Now consider this. So, how are you responding to the question of all questions now that Jesus is risen from the dead? But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Let's not make the mistake of just copying down Peter's answer and turning it into the right answer as though Jesus were just looking for the correct answer. You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God. The truth is, Peter gave Jesus something way beyond a right answer to an important question. Peter offered Jesus a response to divine revelation. Peter did not react to a teacher with a Sunday school answer. He responded to God by leaning in with his life. Remember my confirmation class from the early days of this Lenten journey? I told them the story in those days of a wire walker who stretched a wire across a treacherous canyon. In front of a stunned audience, he walked across the wire and back. He asked the audience if they thought he could do it again. They cheered loudly with affirmation. And then he reached for a wheelbarrow and put it on the wire. He asked the cheering audience, "Who will get in the wheelbarrow?" Faith is not believing the right things about Jesus. Faith is believing Jesus. If Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the living God, the bread of life and the light of the world, the good shepherd, the way and the truth and the life, very God of very God, and if what is on offer here is to be transformed, to be remade in the image of God into his likeness, we must respond with our whole lives. Faith is not the right answer. It is the right response. When Peter said, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," he was, in essence, responding with the response Jesus had been waiting for. All in. I'm all in. We ask that question of all questions every single week in our year-long confirmation class. It's why I'm asking you for Jesus again today. But what about you? Who do you say that I am? Don't give the right answer. Respond to the revelation. I'll never forget how one day, months into our confirmation class, I asked the question of all questions, and one of our students, Ava Grace, offered this mind-blowing response to the revelation. I said to the group, asking for Jesus, "Who do you say that I am?" And Ava Grace responded, "Where's the wheelbarrow?" How about that? Where's the wheelbarrow? I'm all in. And okay, now, happy Easter. It's your turn. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus. And Lord Jesus, you are our Lord and our God. Where is the wheelbarrow? We're going all in with you. We are growing. We really want to change. And our desire for you is at an all-time high. Come, Holy Spirit. Lead on, O King Eternal. The day of March is come. We're praying in your name, Jesus. Amen. Journal prompt today. So, are you ready to get in the wheelbarrow? I'd like for you to reflect some on the Jesus story unfolding in your life these days. What has happened in these days of Lent, in these days of Jesus asking? I'm going to put a link, in fact, today in the email, Hopefully we can get it up on the podcast platforms as well. But for sure, it's in the email. I want you to click the link. I'm going to ask you two questions, three tops. But they're just going to be asking for your feedback. What's happened as we've walked together through these 40 days of Lent? What has happened? Tell me the story. And I would just treasure your response to the question. You just click on the link. It'll take you a couple of minutes or however long you want to put into it. I'll take it. You know, I'm sitting out here behind this desk in this little town, and I know I'm talking to a lot of you. I know it. I sense you. And I'd love to hear what's happening. I'm yearning to know. So do it as a favor to me. Just click on that link in the PS and the email today and let me know. And of course, I'm eager for Easter Monday. Been looking forward to it now for a long time. We're diving into the great letter we call Ephesians. And we got about 6 weeks till the day of Pentecost together in that letter. We're going to go verse by verse. We're going to dig a deep well. We're going to be encouraged and inspired. If you haven't gotten the Unpuzzled book, there's still some in the seed house. You just let us know. We'll get it in the mail. And it's going to be a good time together. Encourage your friends to join us. The Word of God goes better together. So we're going to sing one of the great Easter hymns of all time today, and I'm thankful Dad is with me. So brace yourself. We're going big this morning, and then we're going to church. So here we go. Hey, everybody. Dad, we are getting ready to celebrate Easter today at the Gillette Methodist Church. And this is a pregame warm-up. And tell everybody our favorite Easter song.
It is "Low in the Grave He Lay."
What's the number?
It's 252, "Christ Arose."
It's low. It's the classic, "Up from the Grave He Arose." Now, we're going to get loud with it before it's all said and done. But get your Great Redeemer's Praise hymnal ready. Turn to page or hymn number 252. We're going to sing all three verses. And we're going to sing it loud enough for them to hear it in Jerusalem at the empty tomb itself. Good?
Amen.
All right.
Low in the grave he lay, Jesus my Savior. Waiting the coming day, Jesus my Lord.
Here we go.
Up from the grave he arose with the mighty triumph o'er his road. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, he arose, hallelujah. Christ arose.
Verse 2.
Vainly they watch his bed, Jesus my Savior. Vainly they seal the dead, Jesus my Lord. Up from the grave he arose, going right, he triumphed o'er his world. He arose a victor from the dark domain, and he lives forever with the saints to reign. He arose, he arose, he arose, hallelujah. Christ arose.
Last verse.
Death cannot keep his prey, Jesus my Savior. He's on my bound away, Jesus, my Lord, all
you got now.
Up from the grave he arose, he arose. For his mighty triumph o'er his foes, he arose. He arose a victor from the dark domain. And he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose, he arose, he arose, he arose.
Still not here.
Hallelujah. Christ arose. I gave out air.
That is a wrap right there. That's all we had here in Gillette. And I think they could hear us in Jerusalem today.
I know they could in Gould.
In Gould. Gould is a town that way, about 20 miles. Well, guys, it's a great, glorious day. No matter how bad things may be, how hard things may be, it's going to be okay. Because Jesus is risen from the dead.
Amen.
And no matter what, we have won. He has won the victory, and he's giving it to us. And he's like, just hang on. It's going to turn out right. So let's celebrate today at church. Let's just enjoy the Lord today. We'll not see you on the field today. We're going to see you at the house. For The Awakening, I'm J.D. Walt.
And I'm David Walt.